With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, are you ready for some rugby? Well, this is a great weekend to head out to the Shrine, a 110-team rugby tournament, the largest of its kind. Rugby collegiate teams coming from all over the U.S. right here at the Shrine and at LaSalle Park. This weekend, both LSU and Tulane men are in the tournament. They have Division I, Division II, small college, and women. And here to talk to us about it is Jeremy Treese, CEO of the National Collegiate Rugby Association. Jeremy, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Newell. We appreciate the time. And we... Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, can hear you fine, Jeremy. Tell us about this tournament. I mean, you guys are billing it as the largest of its kind, 110 teams coming to New Orleans. How many fields will you guys be playing on? Give us all the particulars.
Yeah, great question. So we have 110 men's and women's teams from all over the United States coming down to New Orleans across all divisions, divisions 1, 2, 3, and 4. We will be on 5 fields. We have the Shrine on the Airline Stadium, which is where our Premier Cup teams will be playing, both men and women. We have 3 fields at LaSalle, and we have, there's a little field, I said it's little, but there's a field right next to the stadium that NOLA Gold practices on. It's a rugby field, and it's a phenomenal event. It's really kind of unique here in the U.S., with college rugby on the rise with the recent announcement of us getting the 2031 and 2033 World Cups. So it's the national championship, and it's going to be exciting, and it's over 3 days, and come on out. It's really going to be a fun time. If you don't understand rugby, sevens is a really easy game to understand because it's the Olympic version. It's 7-on-7. It's 14-minute matches, and it's a lot of points are scored, and it's exciting to watch.
I understand it's we have the NOLA Gold here, and when you talk about sevens, and it's a faster pace game, right?
Yeah. So in rugby, you really have two disciplines. You have a 15s version, 15-on-15, which is the World Cup version. So the World Cup's every 4 years. And then you have the Olympic version, which is 7-on-7, which is a faster paced game, same size field, but just half the number of players. So you get, so you're getting more athletic players. You're getting more, you're getting a lot of, if I was to equate it to football, you're getting a lot of running backs, wide receivers, and linebackers. So you got some really fast physical players that are on the field. And it's super exciting to watch. And from a fan's perspective, we have our bracket challenge, which is similar to March Madness. So you can go into MayMadness7s.com and you can click on our bracket challenge and you can go in there and pick your men's and women's brackets. You can win prizes. And it's kind of engages the fan and gives them an experience to really get engaged in the weekend tournament.
So we enter the gates. What do we expect to see? We know we got the games going on. Is there something else that's being offered as well?
So we have food trucks over and a beer truck at LaSalle, and we'll have those games over there. So when you come in the stadium here, we have the games, obviously, which is the main event. There'll be music playing. We have the USA Women's Rugby Foundation has their traveling museum here that will be on the concourse. So we're celebrating 50 years of women's rugby in the United States, and they'll have their museum here at the concourse, as well as we'll have some stores. You can buy some rugby gear, you can buy shirts, you can buy the tournament shirt, which is a really cool design shirt. And then it's just the experience, you know, with just being part of an event this large. And it'll be really exciting for the fan to come. And if you're a first time rugby, you know, first time to the game of rugby, you know, sevens is what you want to watch first, because it's much more simpler to understand, you know, with regards to the rules. And the rules are very simple. If you want me to go through them, I could pretty much explain it in about 30 seconds.
Yeah, go ahead.
So rugby is an invasion sport, just similar to football and soccer, right? And it's a combination of soccer and football. So soccer came first, rugby came second, and football came from rugby. So basically it's got all the physicality of football and has all the finesse and beauty of soccer, because you can kick the ball and then you can run and you can tackle. So basically you have to run down, you have to score the ball in the end zone like you do in football. You physically have to touch it down, and that's why it's called, you know, that's where the word touchdown comes from in football. It came from rugby. Every time a player gets tackled, the player must release the ball and make it available to play for both teams so play can continue. And each team can contest for that ball after the tackle, and that contest happens over the top of the ball, which is called a ruck. So you'll see a player come up on the offensive side like an offensive lineman and try to protect the ball, and then you'll see a defensive guy come in, you know, like a defensive linebacker to try to blow that guy off the ball to steal the ball. And then the ball just gets recycled like it does in football, like, you know, basically just like a hike. They hike the ball is presented, scrum half or a player comes in, grabs the ball, throws it back out to the back line, and then play continues and goes forward. You're allowed to pass the ball lateral or backwards, and you can kick the ball forward. And that's pretty much it. There are some subtle nuances to offsides. Offsides on a ruck, you know, once that ruck is formed after a tackle, you basically, the back foot of each guy in that ruck becomes basically the offsides line. So players cannot advance forward until that ball is basically hiked out of the ruck and passed out. And then play just continues and just keeps going and going until there's a penalty or a try is scored or the ball is kicked out of bounds.
Jeremy, I've had an opportunity to see the NOLA goal play. I didn't know anything about rugby, truly enjoyed it. Obviously, one little nuance that you pick up right away, very little or no protective gear. You're almost naked out there, quite frankly.
Yeah, sometimes you feel a little naked out there when you're playing. So the difference between football and rugby, you know, football is a collision sport, rugby is a contact sport. So the rules in rugby, when you make a tackle, you must have your arm, one arm and shoulder wrapped around the opponent. You cannot tackle above the chest, so there's no high tackles. You must make that attempt to wrap and tackle. So most of the contact happens at a sort of probably from the chest down to about the thighs. So rugby guys are trained to tackle through the tackler, so they sort of drive through him, get him to the ground. And then they want to get back to their feet so they can contest that ball and try to steal it. So it's more contact than collisions, but, you know, these are athletes and these are big guys. So, you know, it hurts sometimes when you get hit, but, you know, you fight through it and you play on. And the beauty of it is on the men's and women's side, the rules are the same. The rules are no different on the women's side than they are from the men. So they're playing the exact same game. And I'll tell you what, some of the women that you're going to see here this weekend are tremendous athletes. And, you know, I wouldn't want to be hit by some of these girls because they hit hard and the women's game is just as exciting to watch as the men's.
Obviously, I love all collegiate athletics, very competitive. They're playing for a lot of reasons that most people don't compete for. And rugby still, in many ways, still trying to make its way in this country, right?
Yeah, it is. It's growing. It's growing fast. So if you look at the overall participation numbers, I think in rugby across the United States, and I guess you'd have to identify, you know, define what participation is. You know, have they, do they pick up the ball? Do they play in a league? Do they, or they just watch? But participation numbers are I think, are somewhere in a couple hundred thousand, you know, to a half a million, I think, give or take. And it's growing at the youth level quickly, and it's growing at the college level really quickly as well. So, and obviously with the inception of Major League Rugby in the United States, this is their fourth season, and they've done a phenomenal job building, you know, building up the professionalism of rugby in the United States. And we've got, I think there's 12 or 13 teams across the United States, and NOLA Gold's obviously one of them, and they've got a really good team here. It's going to continue to grow. And that, now that the World Cup is coming here, and the Men's Cup is 2031 and the Women's Cup is 2033, I know it's 9 years off, but the Olympics are coming here as well. I think it was at 27 or 28. And, you know, and the sevens will be a big feature in the Olympics, you know, the way it has been for the last, you know, two Olympics.
How many years, Jeremy, have you guys actually produced this type of event?
So the Collegiate Rugby Championship, this is the 12th year. So it began in 2010, and it was founded by John Prusmak and United World Sports. John he's an Annapolis graduate and the Naval Academy, and he served his country, and he, you know, he did very well as a businessman, and he's a big rugby fan. And he wanted to do something for college rugby, and he created this event. And the first year it was in, I believe, Columbus, Ohio. And then it was moved to Philadelphia for 9 years, I believe. And then we moved it down to New Orleans last year during the, you know, just as we were emerging from the pandemic. And it was a very scaled down version of the tournament last year, because it was sort of like whoever can make it can come. And we had about 50 teams here last year, and it was fun. It was exciting. But, you know, now we're up and running full blast, and we'll have 110 teams here, and it's going to be fun.
Cost of entry, buying tickets. How do people go about doing that? Can they pre-buy them, or do they do it at the gate?
So if you go to May Madness, yeah. If you go to MayMadness7s.com, MayMadness7s.com, there's you can just click on the buy tickets tab up in the corner, and you can buy your tickets. We have general admission tickets for the day. We have 2-day passes, and we have 3-day passes for the weekend. And we still have some VIP tickets up, you know, available that we haven't sold out up there, but we're very close up here on the Shrine. I think we may have one or two suites left for sale. If somebody wants to come to the group, they can find all the information at maymadness7s.com.
And I understand the weather is supposed to be great for you guys this weekend. A little bit, a little less humidity, not as hot,
yeah,
but no rain.
Yeah, great by your standards. I'm from New Hampshire, Newell, so
I'm not talking to you anymore. Y'all are still wearing sweaters up there, man.
We are.
We hadn't worn a sweater since November or December, so forget about it.
Yeah, but it is. You're right. It's going to be gorgeous. And you know, it's perfect weather for rugby. You know, it's sunny. It's warm. The athletes shouldn't have any trouble warming up and keeping their muscles, you know, from cramping. So come. There's plenty of food. There's beer, there's soda, there's water, it's great, and there's great rugby, and there's great atmosphere, and rugby fans are very unique. They're very friendly. It's a great community. We're very inclusive, and you know, come on over. You're going to make a lot of friends this weekend if you come out for the first time.
So, what time do the games start? It's going to be on the 28th is the first day, if my memory serves me correct.
Yep, Saturday. Right. Yep. Saturday the 28th, so the gates open at 7:30 a.m. The women, gates open at 7:30 a.m. everywhere. The stadium, the first match in the stadium is at 8 a.m., which I know for some people's kind of early, but come on over. We're serving breakfast here and coffee. And if you want to have a drink or beverage that early in the morning, that's perfectly fine. You know, we, you know, kegs and eggs, I think, is encouraged. And you know, it's just have, you know, have some coffee and an egg sandwich and watch some rugby.
And Jeremy, games will go through the day until what time does the last game start on?
So
Saturday,
the last
Sunday.
Kickoff is it's Lindenwood is playing, and let me just pull up the schedule here. I should probably know this off the top of my head, but Lindenwood is playing the final game in the stadium against, I want to say it was Florida, but Indiana's playing Florida, so I apologize.
But just to give an idea of what time the latest game is.
Yeah, 6 o'clock. So six. So they'll go from like. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So yeah, it'll 6 go, o'clock, it'll go. And that game will be over around 7 then, right?
Yeah, so 6:18 is the final kickoff against James Madison and Lindenwood, right? And okay. St. Bonaventure is playing LSU the game before at 5:56. So if you want to come watch LSU play St. Bonaventure, that kickoff's at 5:56. That's one of the last matches of the day.
And how about Tulane?
Tulane is, let me just find that real quick. Give me 1 second. My apologies here. I probably should have had this pulled up. They, I think, are playing later in the day at LaSalle. I do not have that schedule in front of me. Sorry, Newell.
Okay, so visit
www. They're playing later in the day. They have, what's that?
I was just going to give them the website again, www.maymaymadness, the number 7, and then the letter S.com.
Yes, .com.
I'm on the website
That's
now.
Correct.
It's a great website, a lot of information. Check it out, folks. Come on out this weekend for the 2022 Collegiate Rugby Championship, both men and women, playing there at LaSalle,
yeah,
as well as the Shrine. Jeremy, best of luck to you guys. Hope everything goes well. It's Jeremy Tree, CEO, National Collegiate Rugby.
Yeah, Newell, thank you very much.
All righty, man. Thank you. We'll be right back, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.